probably a certain percentage of white, you know, blood in him. And
Free Jack?
Yeah.
How much percentage?
I guess it could be a large, maybe 50%, you know, something like that, maybe. Because he's a person that has reached, I don't know, if you would locate him between the black and the white, he has a place of his own, you know, in this. Mm-hmm. So, and then you have, let's see what we have here. We have, I don't know. We got, we got mulattoes.
What's that? Of what percentage?
One. I don't know. He's just a yellow-looking thing. I mean, you know, he's a mulatto is a
light,
very, very light. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. I don't know, but I've heard say things quadroons and stuff like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I guess in just if we would were talking about the immediate air, we would speak of. I guess if we saw a real light kid, we'd say an albino, you know, something like that, we'd call him. Or, I don't know what else, albino, or maybe, but I find in the outlying areas, I've run across what they call free jacks, but these are mostly referred to the French areas, you know, where they, mm-hmm. That's about,
what if. Do older people around here use the term black much, or? What?
No, they don't. They most of the. I tell you what, people now see, you know, people my age or older probably are still using say well colored or Negro, you know. And it's the younger people who've gone to black, mm-hmm. probably. Or maybe people in the professional field who uses it, you know, because that's what the young people prefer, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think Negro or colored is more acceptable among, you know, say my age bracket. You know what I'm saying?
What did older people used to call the man that they worked for? Do you remember?
Well, what are you talking about? Yard boy, or
no, the person that they. How would they refer to the person that they worked for?
Oh, you mean just like I would refer to working for you? Is that what you're saying, or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. What would they call
the boss?
Uh huh. Any other terms?
Captain.
Captain.
I don't know. Well, they say what they say. Boss, captain, captain, or.
Uh-huh.
You know. Most, I guess, in the last 20 some years, they went to boss.
Uh-huh.
But farther back than that, I think captain or something like that probably was used frequently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably for captain, you know, when you go back into the early slavery years or prior, I mean, maybe after you. I think it was master, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. But mm-hmm. boss, I think, is the thing that, you know, for the last 20 years to now, you know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Say, someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, people sort of notice him and can tell that he's from out in the country. Why might you call somebody like that?
Let's see. They've called me that, so I don't know. I'm kind of trying to think what it is.